With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Transgender women athletes now excluded from the Olympics as the IOC agreed to a new eligibility policy for the 2028 Los Angeles Games. Officials say eligibility for any female category event at the Games or any other IOC event, including individual and team sports, is now limited only to biological females. Lawmaker is asking a federal judge to block Donald Trump's name from being added to the Kennedy Center. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Ohio Democrat Joyce Beatty filed a motion to block and reverse efforts to add Donald Trump's name to the historic Performing Arts Center here in the nation's capital. She argued that Congress was clear in its intent that the center is named for the late President John F. Kennedy and no one else. In December, the president's hand-picked board of directors voted to rename the venue as the Trump Kennedy Center. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and his wife back in court months after they were arrested on drug trafficking charges. They want the Venezuelan government to pay for their defense.
The U.S. government, they say, is standing in the way. The Treasury Department, which has sanctions on Venezuela, has blocked the ability for the Venezuelan government to pay those legal fees. Now, Judge Alvin Hellerstein had a hearing that lasted more than an hour. The defense had asked him to throw this entire case out because of this issue with legal representation. Hellerstein said he won't do that, but if, after his ruling, the government is still blocking the funding of Maduro and Flores' defense, then lawyers for those two can revisit the issue of potentially dismissing the case.
That is correspondent Mike Sisick reporting. And this is SRN News. Fewer American women are dying while pregnant, Michael Harrington reports.
The Centers for Disease Control reports that since the repeal of Roe v. Wade in 2022, the maternal mortality rate has dropped by nearly 20%. A report in LifeNews.com says, quote, "The improvement flatly contradicts repeated warnings from abortion advocates that protective pro-life laws would trigger a maternal health crisis by forcing women to carry high-risk pregnancies to term. Other public health metrics have also improved since the repeal." Michael Harrington reporting.
European Jews are reeling from yet another anti-Semitic attack. British police are treating the destruction this week of four ambulances belonging to a Jewish charity as another hate crime. No one was hurt in those particular attacks, but it did damage the actual synagogue building. This is SRN News. Don't look now, but there could be two more teams in the NBA.
The NBA is now officially looking at expansion, with Seattle and Las Vegas the two targeted cities. A vote Wednesday by the league's board of governors, part of a two-day series of meetings in New York, cleared the way for formal talks between potential ownership groups in those two cities and NBA officials to take place, a process that likely will start before too long. Commissioner Adam Silver wants the league to know by the end of 2026 if expansion will happen. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The runway where a plane collided with a fire truck in New York over the weekend, killing two pilots and injuring several others, has now reopened. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says the tarmac resumed operations Thursday morning. That after the runway was repaired and then inspected. More details, SRNnews.com.